This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States Tuesday called on Moscow to comply promptly with Kazakhstan's request to pull Russian troops out of the country after Washington questioned the deployment following rare unrest there. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States welcomed a return to calm in the Central Asian nation after dozens died, and President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev issued shoot-to-kill orders. Tokayev on Tuesday announced that a, quote, phased withdrawal of troops from the Moscow-led alliance would begin in 2 days and take no more than 10 days. Tokayev, backed by Russia, described the unrest as a coup attempt and called in the group due to purported foreign influence. The narrative, though, has been doubted by outside rights experts who believe protests were prompted largely over concern of mounting fuel costs. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday made an impassioned plea for United States voting rights legislation stalled in Congress and said Democratic lawmakers should make a major change in Senate rules to override Republican opposition, calling it a battle for the soul of America. Biden put the voting rights effort on par with the fight against segregation by slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. He also likened it to the struggle against the forces behind the assault on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2020, by supporters of former President Donald Trump, which Biden called an attempted coup. Biden said if no breakthrough on legislation can be achieved, lawmakers in the Senate should, quote, change the rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this. It was Biden's most direct plea to date for the Senate to change its rules. This is VOA News.